You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. I'm Elizabeth Powell, and Joseph is here with us today, and so is Dan from TTF as our guest speaker. He was on with us last week, and so he's back with us again to give some more detailed information and to help you all learn how to read analytics on tokens and on crypto. But one of the biggest things that is awesome right now is Bitcoin broke its all-time high, right? And Ethereum broke over 4,100. So the last couple times we've been reporting, Ethereum was at, I think, 24, went to 26, to 28, to 31, to 36, and now it's at 4,100. So we've more than doubled just recently.
It could have been because of us, you know. I think what I've heard a lot is that it's because of us. I've had people reach out and they're like, you guys started the bull run, you started the pump. And, you know, I'm not going to say no, but there's definitely some other factors that are playing into it.
Yeah, I think it was us. I think y'all started buying Ethereum and just made it run wild. So let's keep it going. Let's keep the momentum going. So hi, Dan.
Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you for the welcome. Glad to be back.
So just in case anybody missed last week and or the last couple of weeks, we talk about everything. We talk about investments, about stocks, bonds, futures, options, real estate, traveling, how to invest, how to de-risk, how to learn. But the last couple of weeks, we have a focus on crypto. So cryptocurrencies. And the main thing is because with cryptocurrency, it's coming mainstream with the ETF right now. And so a lot of people are getting curious and want to know how to invest in it. So we're here to kind of give you a background of it, give you information, and then how to get into some more aggressive plays too. And then how not to lose a lot, how to like play around with play money and just fool around with that. Don't take your whole chunk of your retirement or your investment or your mortgage or anything like that. Just use your coffee money. So last week we had Dan as a guest. We went over different systems and strategy on how investing in tokens and in small coins and altcoins and meme coins, they're called. And we've been using a platform called AI Signal. And AI Signal is one of the ones that we developed. It uses 50 to 75 different indicators and variables combined with AI and has a predictive modeling to output the highest probability of a token that has a good success rate that is going to give big returns. And so we're trying to teach y'all how to like enter into a trade at a safe, low entry and then de-risk and pull out your initial investment and then ride the wave of the profit up, but only invest in money that you're willing to play around with, money that's discretionary money, money that's on the side. And always do research. If you're interested, look up more information about cryptocurrency, find mentors, find help, go into Telegrams, ask questions. Go around and learn as much as you can. Never just throw a lot of money into something, but we're trying to like open the doors and give you some experience and start to understand what the world of cryptocurrency is about, because it's a lot of unknown, and to like open those doors and help you out. So Dan is from TTF. And so Dan, tell us a little about you and TTF.
Hi. Okay. So myself, I created a product called TTF. It's a Telegram bot. And I launched it about a little over a year ago now. So about myself is I got into crypto for about now 3 years. And during that journey, I learned how certain things work and how to read the blockchain. And from that, I decided to create a product that allows people to also learn about the information out there. So I wanted to provide them information and also to help them trade smarter by bringing certain types of information to them, because there's a lot of shady business in crypto and it's a tricky place to play, very risky. So that's where I'm at. And the product, so it's a Telegram bot that allows people to get a lot of information and stay alert be alerted to a lot of stuff that's happening on the blockchain. And yeah, so it's been around for a little bit, and that's being used now by almost 70,000 users, I think I'm at. It's being used in over 20,000 Telegram groups or channels, and it gets over 100,000 scans a day. A scan is basically someone will paste a token contract into their Telegram and it'll provide a report. So yeah, over 100,000 reports generated a day, among others. There are also some others. So yeah, so that's what TTF is about. And I'd like to share some of that information, what it means with the audience, allow them to better comprehend or see what kind of information is out there to be able to look at and learn from.
Joseph is going to share his screen too and show what TTF looks like. We have a bot that comes over and it gives different information on a token. It'll give what the name of the token is, what the market cap is, how many times it's been pinged. We call it ping or called. And then what links to the DEX tools and TTF and auto so that you can get the information. And so we're utilizing TTF because it's analytics. It'll give you all the detailed information. So the way to put it is an analogy. If you're searching for like a stock and you wanted to buy Tesla, say, you want information on Tesla. So on Tesla, you want to know what the ticker symbol is. And so that's the same thing on a token. You want to know what the token symbol is. And then you want to know what the market cap is. Or on a stock, you want to know what the price is on that individual piece of stock, right? So it's the same thing with a token, like what the price is on the token. And then the market cap means the valuation of the token. So it'll come over in that information, and then TTF will do analytics on it. So if Tesla was a high risk, or if you got into a penny stock, or you got into, like international stock, you would want a little bit more detailed information before you invest in anything. And so TTF gives you the analytics to understand what the token is. And so we can go to that screen too, and then Dan can talk about different analytics on it.
I have Diablo.
Hopefully it's a runner. We also use slang in crypto.
Actually, go back to that example. I wanted to show you that one's definitely an example of something you don't want to buy.
Okay, and, we're going to show the risk. We'll show the risk first. Yeah, go ahead. Talk about the risk on it.
Oh, I just want to point out that. So over here, this is a scan of a token. But from what I'm seeing here, just on the warnings, there's a hardcore sell limit. What that means is that it's limited to how much people can sell, sometimes by the amount of transaction or how many can be sold in the block. So I can't really dig into this specific case, but this is just an example of what TTF does. It provides warnings, security warnings as well, because there's so much high risk and some of these warnings need to be looked at to see, you know, if they are concerning and maybe something we shouldn't be buying. But I just thought I'd mention that because I saw it on the screen, but you can move on to another token and we'll go over the data.
Yeah, or we can even pull up TTF's token.
You definitely can. Here, I'm gonna go grab that TTF token real quick.
Yeah, we'll look at a safe token. So when you're looking at the token and the analytics, we're looking at the name of the token and how old the token is. So say it just launched today, it might say it's 5 hours old or 3 minutes old or 2 hours old. Some of these tokens that come over are over like 100 days old, 300 days old, but we get the analytics so we can look at a glance and look really quick and decide if we think it's a good play or if it's a bad play. And so that's why when these come over, we want to be able to verify, to make sure that everything looks safe. And so we have another, did you put TTF up?
Yeah.
TTF token. So people can buy your token too.
Yeah, well, it'd be pretty good investment on their part if they were to do that.
Always.
But I'll explain what I'm seeing on screen. I know not everybody maybe listening can be seeing at a screen, so I'll try to explain it in a way that there's still some understanding what I'm looking at. So right now, Joseph has brought up a scan of my token called TTF. TTF is also the ticker. And just throwing it out there, TTF stands for track the funds. So the idea behind the utility is, you know, track movements of tokens and funds from the team so that people can stay safe. So I'm going to go through some of the data in the report. Maybe not all of it because it would be maybe too much information at once. But the main thing is you scan a token either by its ticker or by its contract. And from there, it'll spit out a report. The first thing you'll see in the report is it'll tell you if there's a honeypot on the token or not. And what that means is a honeypot means you can't sell the token. There's different ways. Some products can't be sold. So that'll tell you right away. And it's very important information. And then it'll give warnings. So warnings usually are a mix of functions that exist on a contract that a developer or a team can make changes to, as well as some red flags sometimes that we see some other warnings that they need to pay attention or be careful. So in this case, you know, it shows that three warnings on my token. One of them is set tax, another one is max transaction, and another one is max wallet. What that means, set tax, is I can change the taxes. And it's a warning because sometimes people can put really high taxes and might prevent you from selling. So that's why it's there. Max transaction is how much tokens can be purchased or sold in one shot, in one go. So again, if somebody who holds a large amount of supply and there's no maximum transaction, that could hurt the chart. You know, it's like a big investor dropping a lot of tokens. And then a max wallet, basically how much of supply can one individual wallet or person hold. So that's all it says, that those values can be adjusted up or down and changed. And then it'll give information like who deployed the token. So kind of like the owner. It'll show if the owner has been what's called renounced. Renounced means given up ownership, meaning they can't make any more changes to the contract. So even though certain warnings are shown, they can't manipulate them anymore, usually when it's renounced. It'll show what chain it's on. There's many chains in crypto. Ethereum is the main one, but there's Binance Smart Chain. There's a whole ton. It'll show the age of the token. It'll provide links to make purchases with other Telegram bots. It'll show its current market cap. It'll show its liquidity. And the liquidity is an important metric for people to pay attention to. It's an indication of how volatile it can be based on the ratio. So the lower the ratio is, first of all, the liquidity, what it means is when somebody launches a token on Ethereum, they got to provide liquidity to it by providing Ethereum to it. So the more Ethereum is in there, there's more funds to trade it, to buy and sell it. If it's very low, it moves the market cap or the price of the token much higher or lower with certain transactions. So it shows that ratio so people understand.
So liquidity, so an analogy too for the people listening who don't understand tokens as much, an analogy for like liquidity is like gold to the value of the dollar, even though gold is no longer the standard of the dollar, but it's something similar to that. It's an asset to give value to the token, to make the token worth value. Because when you go buy and sell, when you buy, you put Ethereum into the token, and when you sell, you take it out of the token. So it's like a asset base so that it makes the token have value. I'm just giving like little analogy.
Exactly. And it's a perfect analogy because the liquidity is much more important than I think some people realize, because tokens can be created for nothing, for free, monopoly money, just like money can be printed, the US dollar. But if there's a backing to it, it's easier to retain its value and people can cash out their dollars for gold or for whatever backing it is. So in this case, in crypto, I can sell my tokens and take back some of that ETH from the liquidity. If there's no liquidity or it's very low, then it might be very hard to sell. If I'm the last guy selling, well, there's nothing left. The liquidity pool got pulled by other large holders potentially. So that's why the ratio is very important. If the ratio is really low, and there's a lot of large holders, then those large holders are, you know, they're a risk. They're a high risk because one big holder can drain a big chunk of that liquidity and drop the price a lot. So yeah, so liquidity is a good analogy.
Yeah, and they're all splitting the liquidity. So if you have 1 million tokens, that whole entire amount of 1 million tokens are splitting the liquidity. So that's what makes the market cap go up or down based on how big the LP goes, basically. Yeah. But if there's a very small pool, then they all have to split that very small pool.
Yeah, so it's healthy. So a larger ratio is healthier. Also makes the chart more volatile. But in crypto, people love volatility. They love the big pumps. And then with the big pumps come big dumps as well. So it allows people to try to get entries and exits through that volatility. Then we show other important information like, is this liquidity pool locked? So if the liquidity pool, you know, it's important. That's where the real money is. It can always be pulled from the owner of the token. So we showed the lock, how much of the liquidity is locked and for how long. So therefore, if, you know, if it's expiring or it's about to be unlocked, that gets dangerous. If it's locked, you know, the liquidity pool can't be pulled, which is a term used very often. It's called a rug pull. And that's one way of rugging a token. But they pull the liquidity pool and then there's nothing left. Regardless of the market cap, nobody can sell their tokens because there's no liquidity pool.
So what a pool is on when there's liquidity that's backing the token, it's giving added value to the token. By locking it means that they can't touch that money that's in that pool until the lock expires or until they renew the lock. So if it's locked for 60 or 90 days, that means that the token can keep trading freely where nobody can touch that money that's in the pool. And then once the lock expires or it unlocks, then whoever the developer was or the founder was or the team was on that can actually take the whole entire amount of ETH out of the token and then make the token worthless. If they keep locking it and keep extending the lock, it'll keep the token live and funding and have an asset attached to it. But once they take the money out of it, it's like taking the equity out of a house. It's the same thing. You have that equity in the house has value. But once you max out the equity and it's all gone, then the house is just that cost. So same thing with the token, or once you take the gold away, then the dollar is not worth anything anymore. So if you have the liquidity pool and it's there and it's locked, it means that the developer and the team can't take that money out. They can't take it out of it until the lock expires.
Yeah, 100%. So it's information to pay attention to, like a lot of information. Continuing on the data presented, it'll show taxes. Some tokens or a lot of tokens have what they call taxes or fees. So every time somebody makes a purchase or a sell of their tokens, there's a tax fee attached to that. So in the case of TTF, it's 5% on each transaction. And the reason that's there a lot of times is startup companies, startup projects depend on these taxes to help fund their project, to help fund some marketing efforts and some development efforts and so forth. So that's why that's there. And I'll also show the amount of gas you have to pay. So gas is another fee that you have to pay to the blockchain that you're trading on. And in this case would be Ethereum. Ethereum has what's called gas fees, and so do many other blockchains. Ethereum is actually one of the most expensive ones, also the most popular. So the gas fees can get ridiculous. So people cannot look at this information to get an idea. And we'll show performance in the last 24 hours, like how well it's doing, up or down on the price action, how much volume it's gotten, how many buyers or sellers it's had. So we'll provide that data. We'll provide links to charts. So we make it convenient for people. And they can pull up on chart with their favorite DEX charting tool. So provide a bunch of links there. We'll also give information, you know, apart from how old the token is, but what market cap did it launch, and what was its all-time high, meaning up to what the market cap it went up to. So in the case of TTF, it says it launched at 400K and it had an all-time high of 1.94 million. And currently the market cap is sitting just a little under 1 million. And it's been going steady there. We'll also provide social links. That's a lot of people, it's the first thing they want to look at when when interested in a token. So we'll provide links to the website, to their website, their Twitter account, or their Telegram account in this case. So it gives them an easy way to access it. We'd also, you know,
well, let me interrupt for a second. Yeah. I'll review a little bit what we talked about. So, like on the taxes, so a lot of people don't understand, like Dan went over a little bit, which is awesome. Like on taxes, it's kind of like a royalty, or it's like a mutual fund has a fund on the buy or the sell part of it. And so whenever you're running a business, any business out there, you need cash flow. You need a way to sustain. You need to be able to pay your team, pay your marketing, pay your callers, get the word out, pay for utility or technology, or increase your technology or build out new technology. And so the token, every single time somebody buys or sell the token, it's called quote unquote a tax. But a tax is like a revenue model to help the token sustain and to help the team keep running and keep producing and be able to build new technology and pay for cost. And so a lot of people don't understand that if you have a token that doesn't have a tax, they have no means to have a cash flow to keep it, to sustain it, to get marketing out there, to build out new technology. The only way that they can do is to get cash flows, they'd have to sell off their own tokens. And when you sell off your own tokens, or you sell, or tokens get sold off, it makes the market cap go down and it makes the value of the token go down. So by having cash flow and having like a 5-5 tax, it's able to keep income flowing in to help keep the token flowing and the utility flowing. And so TTF is able to provide its analytics and its services by different subscription models. You can subscribe to it. And then they also have a cash flow so that they can keep building new tech. And they have a lot of new tech coming out. We're just going over one small piece of their technology because it's Ethereum based for meme coins, but they have so much more tech too. But we wanted to give you all like an explanation and an understanding how to read a token and how to do analytics on a token.
Yeah, definitely. Great explanation. So yeah, so the taxes, you know, I kind of like what I tell people, it's a form of a crowdfunding. You know, it's like you're getting investors early into a project and the project still hasn't brought in revenues yet. It's still being developed, and taxes is a way to feed it. It's a way to market it and expose it and keep getting more funding. You know, in the case of TTF, the taxes was just enough for us to fund our infrastructure. We have to invest in a lot of servers and so forth. But as time went on, the product itself also started generating revenue streams in different sources, and therefore that's now funding the project. But the taxes are still there to keep paying for the operating costs of the servers, get some marketing out there, so it provides some funding. So yeah, so it's like Elizabeth, like you said, when I don't see taxes and I don't see a revenue stream, well, that could only mean, you know, the way to operate, to run the operations of the company, is they need to sell tokens on a regular basis to keep funding it, until, unless they have seed funding or revenues, it's usually not a good sign in my eyes.
What we can also see, even on the TTF example, is you see the 5-5 tax, and we stressed that the market, like marketing and developer, that's where the funds go. And it shows with TTF as well. It shows that the marketing wallet holds 1.57 ETH, and it shows that the dev has 3.31 ETH. This essentially is showing you where that money from the taxes is going. It's basically saying, okay, the taxes are coming in and they're using it to develop the product, but they're also using it to market the product, to market the coin, to market the entire ecosystem in this case for TTF, because TTF is more than just this bot. So that's one way you can kind of tell. That's a telltale sign that they're using their funds in the right manner, and they're using it to push it and to develop the whole, we'll say, bot in this case, further to help expand the ecosystem.
Yeah, no, very well said. So that's the other part of the data, is we break down where do these taxes go. Some projects will have a breakdown and send the funds into different wallets, so it makes it clear and more transparent. Some of them will just send it all to one wallet and we'll just use it in a more flexible way. And one important feature of TTF is about tracking these funds, and that's where track the funds come from. So how teams use this funding that comes from the traders, you know, is important, because it gives you, lets you know how the project is being managed, how the money is being managed, and potentially where it's being used or who it's going to. So, you know, showing the breakdown and also being able to track these funds through our alerting system gives people some good knowledge on what, if they've invested in it, on what's going on with those funds. So good point for the breakdowns. The other stuff we show on the scan is the supply. So when somebody creates a token, they'll mint a certain amount of tokens or supply. Could be a million, could be a billion, could be whatever they want. Could even be just 1,000 tokens. And we'll show how many holders are invested in that token and how much of the supply they hold. Let's say the top 10 holders will give a little total. So it gives an idea if there's big holders. We'll also show if the project or the team sent out airdrops. So an airdrop means, you know, when you mint the tokens before launching the project, you can send all those tokens into the liquidity pool that is paired with the true value of ETH, or you can send half of it or whatever portion. And you can also airdrop, meaning send tokens to any other people or wallets. There's different reasons where you see airdrops. Sometimes it's their supply held on the side to pay influencers. Sometimes it's just for the team. Sometimes it's reserves to use them to apply for a central exchange. Other times it could be from a private sale that they held and they have to airdrop the private buyers who helped fund the token. And sometimes there's a presale, a public presale, where, you know, you have hundreds of buyers who bought in presale and then they have to get their airdrop. So we show that those airdrops. A lot of times when you see only a few airdrops, like 5 or 10, usually it's the team or some reserves or potentially even some influencers and key opinion leaders or calls that they brought on board to help push the project. So it's a form of payment. So we show that. And when it's the team, we also track that information because, again, it's important to know how the team is managing a token. If they're selling their own tokens, it might be a red flag. It might not look a good sign that maybe they're giving up on their project. So that's pretty much in a nutshell. Well, in a nutshell, I pretty detailed it, but there's a lot of data even there, and it comes quickly. It's clean. People can just review it, and there's a lot of information some people won't understand, but by looking at it, they'll come to understand it. And my hope, you know, the purpose of it is so that it's actionable data, actionable in a sense that you can now make a smarter decision because you have this information quickly and easily. You can also act fast. A lot of people, time is of the essence, especially when the token just freshly launched. There's a lot of movement. You want to get in quick. You need this information quick. So it's a due diligence data report.
Yeah, TTF is one of my favorite too, and that's why we use it with ours. So we have AI Signal Bot, and every time something comes over, a new token comes over, we get the analytics from TTF. And it's my favorite because there's a couple of key things that it offers that nobody else does too. It gives a timestamp. It tells you when the token launched, which is very important. Like a lot of the other analytics don't give you that information. And then it also gives you an all-time high. So when you're doing it, when you're a caller, an analyst, or you're a trader, you're looking for a couple of key things. And before TTF existed and everybody was trading tokens, they would have to do this research on their own. They would have to go to like 7 to 10 different websites and pull the data from 7 to 10 different websites. So the way that a history of a token used to work is people would shill, which means that they would go out there and they would promote their token, tell everybody to buy their token. They would go onto Twitter, they would go into Discord, they would go into Telegram and tell everybody to buy their token that they're going to launch. Launch means that they're going to put it to the public for sale in a few days. And so they would go and try and promote it everywhere. And so they would go and try to push it to everybody and tell everybody to buy it. And so to find a token when it's launching, before you would have to like go around and like see who was talking about it, who was promoting it, what the information was. And then on the day that they launch, they won't tell anybody. And so that's one thing that our bot does. We find those tokens like within milliseconds as soon as they launch. And so we're able to find the information without having to search for 7 to 10 days to find that information. But the best thing about TTF in combination with us is like once the token does launch, so before we had the AI signal bot, or before we used TTF, you're looking for all the information. And then that day that they put it to the public for sale, you have to find that day and that time and when they actually put it for sale. And then you would get the contract address. And so when the contract address came over on a token, it's like an IPO announcing for Tesla. Nobody knows about it. They're keeping it secretive. All of a sudden they put it out to the public. And then the value of Tesla just goes super high because it's the first day that it comes out. Well, the same thing happens with tokens. As soon as it's put out to the public, it runs up really fast. So it goes green chart up. It goes really fast up. And if you don't catch it right in the very beginning, you could lose out on the big run, right? So you would have to take the contract address. You would have to verify the token. You have to make sure what the market cap was, what the liquid pool was, if it was locked, if it was renounced, what the taxes are, all the information. And they can vary the taxes if the contract is not renounced yet. They can vary things if the contract's not verified. They can move the taxes up and down. They could pull some of the liquid out. They could do sell off some tokens. But you wouldn't know all this information unless you went to 7 to 10 different websites and verified it yourself. And so something you may get it when it's only like a 5,000 market cap, which is really cheap to get in and to buy. But by the time you did all this research, it could take 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes to get all the research done. And by the time the research is all done, the value and the price of the token has gone up and now it's selling for 250 or 500,000 market cap. And so all that wasted time that you were doing research just to verify on one token could have cost you like a 20x or a 30x. And so the benefit about TTF is like it's helped give education to token traders on the details of the token. And every single time there's an update, TTF will update too. So when we're getting pings and we're getting the information on new launches or we're getting information on a revival, all this analytics come over within a millisecond and you're updated within a millisecond. So you don't have to go searching everywhere to find this information. It's at your fingertips. It's right there on Telegram. It's right there able to access it. And so when a caller and an analyst or a trader is looking for something to get into, they want to verify what the taxes are. They want to verify if it's locked. They want to know if it's renounced. They want to know what the holder percentage count is, how old the token is, because if it launched 10 hours ago and it's, you know, at 25,000, it's probably not very high. But if it launched 2 minutes ago and it's at 100,000, that means it has a higher probability that it's going to keep going up. So like the timestamp is imperative too. And then also seeing what the, how high it's already gone. So if it's already hit 10 million, and now it's back down to 4,000 market cap. We have a puppy.
Yeah, you do have a puppy.
we have a guest speaker, a puppy.
There you go.
That's
my puppy.
Aw. So we have a guest speaker. I love it. They're like, okay, you're being boring. Now we just go on and talk about dogs now. Thank you. I'm praising TTF because it's awesome. Like if you're looking for any type of analytics, like most people, if they're searching stocks and bonds, will go into Reuters or like you go find so many different sources, you know, to do your research on stocks and bonds. But when you're going into tokens and you're going into crypto, like TTF is the top of its game. They know how to give us all the detailed information and they give it to us within milliseconds. So when you're combining and you're searching and you're trying to get information, like even just to learn, it'll give you all the detailed information. And then if you want to get more complex, there's charts, there's bubble maps, there's holder count, there's team wallets, there's a lot of information. So like the more advanced you get, the more information you can gather. But when you're trying to see, there's a chart. So when you're trying to make an informed decision, you want to know like instantly, you want to make a decision quick, because if that can cost you money, like the longer you wait, the higher entry it's going to take you to get into. And so that's what I love about TTF. And so we combine it with our AI signal, which is our platform that gives new launches that come over or it gives revivals. And so a revival is like an old token coming back to life. So we've had like Mog and Grok, and every time Elon tweets, a new token will come back to life or an old token will come back to life. And so Elon's like big in crypto and Beeple is big in crypto. So every single time they do an announcement, we get a whole bunch of tokens come over. But we're able to see if it's an old token by the timestamp or if it's a brand new token, like if it only has a 1 minute timestamp, a 00 timestamp, a 5 minute timestamp. So you can make an informed decision right away. And that's like the best thing about it.
Yeah, no, you know what you're saying is brings up a big point. And when we were designing, I was designing TTF with my team, is it was first conceptualized by, you know, allowing people to know what's going on with the project. And then from that, we says, okay, let's give them information. I've seen so many groups use a bunch of different Telegram bots that they would have five. So they would scan a token and they'd get five different types of reports from five different types of scanners, each having very little bit of information, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And then there was a lot of redundancy. So it was very, very spammy. So when I designed it, I says, well, let me try to take all the important information for investors, the actionable data, try to remove some of the noise and provide it in a comprehensive report all in one. So there was also an all-in-one model, and that's what you're noticing and what you're saying, is that there's a lot of information. It takes too much time for people to find a lot of the data that we provided. Nobody was providing it at the time when we were developing it. I just kept looking for information that I thought would help people, and then we programmed it in and included it in the report. So yeah, comprehensive all-in-one report at your fingertips allows you to make timely, quick decisions, especially on signals.
Yeah, it's my favorite. And that's why we're using it. That's why you're here.
Yeah,
that's why we preach it.
And this is just a scan report, right?
So, yeah.
There's so many other reports because we kept adding to that. Since what other information do people need to see, or can help them? So we just kept providing multiple reports, you know.
Which one do you want to click next? Because you have many here.
You know, we talked about taxes real quick. We asked like a quick report real quick is the taxes report, for example. It just shows in total how much funds were received from the trading volume, how much of it was sent out or spent, and what the balance is. So, you know, this is a quick view of people to get a nice overview of, okay, how is the money handling and what is left in the budget, what has been spent, and then they can dig in and try to figure out, you know, how is it being spent. So somebody who's just jumping into a token that's been live for a while can get this. A very important for some investors is the holder profile. So if you click on the holders report, for example, you know, we were talking about liquidity pool, how some big holders can be dangerous with thin liquidity pool. So we'll show the top 10 holders. So these are your whales or a lot of times it could be the team or private investors that are holding these big wallets. So, you know, we'll show what their holdings are so people can see it quickly. We'll show the airdropped wallets. We'll also profile these type of holders. So for a lot of investors, they want to know what kind of holders are they, and one of the information is, are these holders that have a lot of money or are they broke? So we kind of categorize them as whales, all the way down to shrimp, you know, whales, sharks, dolphins, fish, and shrimp. It's terminology used in the crypto world. So people like to see that when they see a lot of whales holding as one of the holders into the project, it builds confidence. It's like, oh, there's a big guys with big money that are generally, people tend to think these guys might be smart or they're, you know, they're good traders. So we give them that file. We also show the first buyers on the token. Why? Because, you know, we show how much do they buy and how much do they still hold, and how many of those buyers were using brand new fresh wallets or, you know, existing trading wallets. Why do we show that? Because the first buyers generally used to always be the team, the privates, the insiders, the influencers potentially. And you want to see if they're still holding their bags, if most of them have left. So that's why we show it. But nowadays, especially in this past year, very heavily, the first buyers is no longer so much the team or insiders, influencers. You know, there's a technology called sniping. So what that means is there's a lot of utilities, Telegram bots mostly, where people snipe launches. Snipe launches means they just buy it up as fast as possible on launch right away. So they all come running, and that's why some charts don't spike up. So now the first buyers doesn't say the same picture as it used to, but it still shows a lot. Sometimes, a lot of times, the team snipes it too, so it still shows that.
I also noticed too, and because we've been watching so much data come over, is that a lot of people won't use their Well wallet. They won't use. They'll use a fresh wallet to buy, because for one thing, like they may be buying into a risk token, and so they don't want it in their main wallet. Or the Wells don't use their main wallet to trade. They use like a extra wallet to trade on, or they use a sniper wallet to trade on. And then the only time that like Wells really will buy a token so that everybody can see that they're buying a token is when they're trying to promote that token. Then they'll buy it from their wallet so that people are tracking their wallet will know that the Well is buying that certain quote unquote token, or if the token's safe. So like you probably have a lot of Wells in yours because they know that your token is safe and that you're dependable and you've been around a long time and you have a great reputation. So a Well will use their wallet on your token, where a new brand new token that gets launched and nobody has any information on it, they'll use an extra wallet that nobody knows or tracks, or it's brand new and fresh and doesn't have anything in it.
The funny thing is, you know, one of my wallets receives ad revenues from the product. And that wallet is constantly doing buybacks. And, you know, at one point, the wallet had grown to over $30,000 and so forth in it. And as I was doing buybacks, it would always give that nice whale alert, like a whale just bought the token. So it was promotional at the same time.
Nice.
But I no longer have that. Right now, that wallet has over $100,000 in it. But it's I no longer get to see that nice whale buy because I moved it into a multi-sig wallet. And that's another thing that's important in blockchain is how certain funds are protected if there's large holdings. So I moved it in a more secure wallet due to potential vulnerabilities or hacks. And you know, in my top 10 holders, I have a wallet that holds 8% of the supply. That's a very dangerous wallet because the liquidity pool ratio might be only 10%. And if one person holds that much tokens and dumps it, it would hurt it. But in this case, it's not labeled the wallet, but that wallet is actually tokens that I've purchased through ad revenues. So I've purchased up to 8% of the supply, well, actually a little over, and I still have another over $100,000 in reserves to do more purchases. And these tokens, I'm using them to give out to the holders for staking rewards. But something for people need to understand, even though they see a large wallet, you have to be concerned about it, but sometimes it's there as a reserves or it's there for something else, you know? But so that's why the holders report, very useful to get an overview of who bought early, what type of holders are holding, who are the big whales, what about the airdrops? You know, if the airdrops were team wallets, for example, are they still holding their tokens? Do they still have conviction? Or did they sell them all? Yeah, are the balances all zero? And if I see five airdropped wallets and all five have no more tokens, to me, it seems like, well, this token looks like the team gave up or they needed the funds right away and they're now dry. They have no more funds to sell. So those are things to look at. And that's why I provide this report and several others.
I think my favorite report under the holders has to be the bubble maps. Personally, I like to see where the money is being moved from. For me personally, I like to see what wallets are going where and like what's connected.
It's beautiful.
So if you take a look, you can see what wallets are connected, and it gives you it shows you the first few letters/numbers of their wallet address, so you can track it. So you can see all of these wallets are connected. I'm assuming this is all team wallets. This is marketing. This is the spending that they're doing, and it's all going to one wallet. This is for example, this is going to someone that they paid for marketing. Okay, then you have a whale. Oh, look, this person also holds another little bit in another wallet that they've created some transactions with. So you can see what wallets are connected to which. And if let's say the smaller wallet were to sell some, you would know because it's connected to this one.
Yeah.
But staking wallets will also show a big giant bubble too, because everyone's putting their money into the staking wallet.
Yeah, that's the staking wallet. So that's the huge whale. So it's beautiful because that's what happens is a lot of people buy with many wallets too. So you know, you're looking at top wallets or you're looking at top holders. Well, the bubble maps gives you a better picture of who are really the top holders of the project. And if one guy, two guys, you guys really hold a lot of wallets, a lot of supply, then you want to keep track on them. You want to keep track of them because their activity can give you early signs of potentially maybe it's time to get out if they're trying to get out, or are they just taking profits respectfully? So it gives you insight. So yeah, that report is nice.
It's the same thing, like an analogy with stocks and bonds. And if the founders or the holder or the CEO starts to sell off some of his stocks or starts to sell off some of his stock options, it's an indication that there's probably going to be a turn in the stock price and it's going to go down. It's the same thing when you see tokens being sold off by the team or the developer or the Kohl's or the callers that they're selling off. They're predicting that, you know, they have insider news that maybe it may be going down. But if you start seeing the team buying up more or other people starting to buy up more, then something's going on. And the thing about crypto is, like, there is no restrictions on insider information like there is in the stock market. So the way to track and to find out what's going on is people watch wallets or they look for other options. And so watching wallets is, if you're advanced and you've been doing it for a while and you're still holding the token and you haven't flipped it or made money on it already, or you're still holding it and you anticipate holding it for long term, it's good to watch wallets and see what's going on in the activity. It's, even though we always say crypto is kind of private, where you don't know, if you're watching wallets, you can track people and see who's buying and selling and what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, on the subject of tracking wallets, you know, people decide to track the team wallets with TTF, one of the features of it, it tracks their deployer wallet and their tax wallets and the airdrops, if there were team airdrops. But there's a new feature coming out we're going to release probably within the week, where people can also track any other wallet. So if they, you know, because some teams are very sneaky and they, you know, there's some top wallets maybe you need to pay attention to that's not part of the team wallets. So that option will also be there for people who want to keep an eye on wallets and be able to track them.
We got a lot of information today and it's awesome. Like, I love to educate people and get them more information as more things develop, and to understand how crypto works, how trading works, how analytics work. And then, so you're more informed and you're able to make more decisions. And so I know it may be really advanced for a lot of people, but the good thing is this is recorded. And so you can come back as you get more experienced in your crypto journey and come back and listen to this and then get more detailed information and go visit TTF. Go search on Twitter, go search on Google, look for TTF, get into the Telegram, get some information. We're using it with our AI signal. So if you go on to AISignalbot.xyz, you can access our bots, and we also have TTF in ours. Next week, we're going to be talking about travel. So we're going to change it up a little bit and then learn how to travel the world. I did 25 countries in 2.5 years right before COVID, and I'm going to give you some travel hacks. I'm actually in Hawaii right now for 6 weeks on a travel hack. So we're going to teach you all how to travel next week. So we're changing up a little bit. We have 4 weeks of crypto that we talked about, so you can go back and listen, but we'll get you some more detailed information and then come back to this too. So thank you, Dan, for coming on with us. Thank you so much. It's been awesome. I'm glad you got to explain.
Thank you for having me, and you know, always happy to help share any information on the blockchain or to help traders.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you so much for that. It really means a lot to have your expertise and your knowledge being shared to everybody and to get everyone more knowledgeable into what real technologies are available to help them and guide them in Web3.
100%. And I'd love to do more of it.
Yeah, we like to explain, but you give a better detailed explanation because you're the co-founder on it. You know everything about it. And that's the good thing.
Pretty much. I've seen its evolution and there's a lot more coming. So anybody who's looking at it, it's a great investment. It's been around for a while. It's not going anywhere. It's sustainable. It's profitable. A little quick plug there to sign off.
Yeah, no, everyone go look at TTF. They're awesome. They're like the best analytics out there. And I've been trading for a while and TTF's the best.
Thank you. Maya.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.